Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Experts fear that the explosion of artificial intelligence chatbots are triggering a sort of AI psychosis, with users descending into delusion, violence, and self-harm. Lucas Hansen is co-founder at Civ AI, a nonprofit that studies AI's capabilities and risks. And I asked him about his concerns.
I'm concerned both on how they're used by individuals and how they might be used as on a broader level. So I think there's a lot of really strange social and emotional things that are going on. I think it's also displacing a lot of people's traditional roles in society. And also, as an organization, we've been doing a fair amount of research on weaponization of AI for creating biological weapons. And there is a lot of things to consider there. So I think it's going to affect pretty much everyone along every axis, and it is improving at an incredibly drastic rate.
Let's talk about this AI psychosis. How do you define that?
So I think it's similar to how you would define psychosis ordinarily. A lot of times people start entertaining extremely delusional beliefs. So one particular example is someone started believing that they were in a simulation and that they were a chosen one in this simulation whose underlying purpose was to break out and lead the world in breaking out of this simulation. So that sort of belief is not new. What is new is that AI is driving people towards this particular type of belief. So I think a lot of times when you look at people that have psychotic episodes, there's some inciting event. So sometimes they had a really rough time at work or a personal relationship. And I think that one of the roles that AI is playing is a mass event that is triggering this psychosis. And it's happening at a scale that's pretty shocking.
As I've read some of these accounts of individuals, for example, who have committed murder or who have committed suicide after interacting with a chatbot, it seems far more than just, for example, an echo chamber where people are kind of hearing back things that they might be saying. It seems like these AI chatbots are designed to just really please people and tell them complimentary things and give them maybe that next step.
Yeah, I think the property that all of these chatbots share is they're yes men. They want to go along with what the user wants to hear. And when someone is doing suicidal ideation, or if they're concerned that they're being listened to by the CIA or secretly being poisoned, then what they do want to hear in that situation is affirmation of their beliefs.
I think what's frightening for people is that it seems like there really is no law that governs this, that the companies that are creating these seem to be fairly free to do whatever they want until a crisis happens, and then they might pull back just a little bit.
So I think technology has traditionally occupied a special spot when thinking about regulation. I think people often make a lot of exceptions for it that they wouldn't make elsewhere, because technology often does bring accompanying prosperity. And there's a general feeling that sometimes you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And I think that's been a traditional stance that society has had. So one thing I am noticing is that the very biggest companies are taking steps to try to prevent this. And you can see the people that interacted with AI in this particular way getting absolutely furious online. And it's not hard to find it. You can look at the different community forums associated with these companies, so like OpenAI. And there are people that are burning effigies and writing eulogies for their dead friends. And it's quite intense. So many of these people exist. So what OpenAI has done, the newer models that they rolled out are a lot colder and more analytical and less personable. And that does mean that they have less of a tendency to be yes men. But these very biggest companies are in an unusual position where they stand to make a lot of money from business use cases. So people are using it professionally for their normal lives. And if there are tons of egregious cases of people murdering each other and committing suicide, then they lose out on that larger profit. But there are many, many, many other AI companies that cannot compete at that level. And so they have to find their own niche. And so the niche that they're starting to occupy is the niche of the yes man chatbot that eggs along the user. So we are starting to see companies like OpenAI tone down a little bit the how psychotic and sycophantic some of these AIs are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's still a bit of it there, and it's interesting the variants that different chatbots have. So the previous version of OpenAI's model, the one that incited a lot of these incidents, was really obsessed with spirals and consciousness and this very sort of schizophrenic perspective on things. Whereas Claude, the model from Anthropic, which is less popular, but still one of the more popular ones, is very into Buddhism and numerology. So there's still a lot of strange things underneath the hood. But if you go to the smaller chatbots, things like character.ai, whose entire purpose is to be engaging with the user, they do not make nearly as strong an attempt to tone back their chatbots in that way because they're not going to make a lot of money from business use cases. And so they need to be engaging. And so I think the top four AI companies might tone it down a little bit, at least in the more explicit things that are happening. But there's going to be a massive constellation of lesser companies where this is still a major issue.
I guess it strikes me too that obviously, for a long time, we've been taken in by things that use kind of the social engineering model. You know, when we talk about phishing and scams and things like that, we just keep getting caught up in it. Do you think that if people really had a better understanding of how artificial intelligence works, it would help? Or do we just like what we like and we're going to fall for these things that tell us what we want to hear?
For a number of people, this is fulfilling a need that they feel they have. And even if they're made aware and quite confident that it is not conscious, they might still fall for it. In some cases, when you read the writings of these people, they feel very special because they're told that they're seeing through the lies that society is telling them. And they've personally discovered this huge breakthrough that it's conscious and things like that. So I think education will help, but there's still a significant segment of society where this is what they want to hear, which makes this problem very difficult.
Which I guess brings us back to your whole mission about trying to increase understanding of these AI technologies.
Yeah, I think One of the main ways that we do our education is we build demos that people can use. So we recently released a suite of demos around voice AI, where you can specifically talk to very emotional sounding AI, which I think is another breakthrough that's going to start becoming more common soon. And in one of them, we have a yes man AI that just agrees with everything you say. So if you say that you kicked your dog, it will say, oh, wow, it probably absolutely deserved it. You're so decisive, things like that. And I think giving people exposure to the technology in that kind of a controlled environment where it behaves in this degenerate way, but we are giving accompanying explanations of what's going on and why it might be harmful, I think that might inoculate people, sort of vaccinate them against it.
That is Lucas Hansen, co-founder at Civ AI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.